Hi, everypony, and welcome to your My Little Pony read-along book. Every time you hear this chime, it means it's time to turn the page of your storybook. Now, if you are ready, we will start the story of how Cherry Blossom came to Ponyland. Don't forget to turn the page every time you hear the chime. Don't stop the tape until it's finished. All right now, get ready to begin our adventure. Do you ever feel sad after a long day at work? Under the crushing weight of capitalism, this is nearly a daily occurrence for the young human Cassidy Jones. On this particular night, Cassidy was at an all-time low. Their boss at the local Mulwart just gave Cassidy their final warning. All seemed lost. Head low, Cassidy was just about to start their walk home, when suddenly, a loud shout came from across the parking lot. Cassidy's drug dealer, only known to them as Pinkamina, calls out to them from across the parking lot, running fast with a classic My Little Pony backpack in hand.
Yo, bitch, you want on some of this shit?
Pinkamina points to her bag, clearly full of drug paraphernalia and the finest liquor.
You know you want to. I only have a small catch, said Pinkamina.
Cassidy, always worried what antics Pinkamina would get them into every night, meekly replied,
What's the catch?
You have to come with me to the new nightclub downtown. I need some backup, and hell, you might have a good time, said Pinkamina. Flustered at the idea of joining Pinkamina at one of her rave benders was always a dream of Cassidy's, but instinctively, they protested.
But I have to...
Pinkamina grabbed Cassidy by the arm and began to drag them across the parking lot.
Nah, My Little Pony, we are going right now. We are going to the Paradise Estate.
This is the story of a young mare who visited Ponyland for the first time.
Ponydome. stopped me and said,
"Take this pill."
So I took it and said, "What was that?"
An eclair.
She offered me a line, so I took it. I asked, "What was that?" They said,
"Cotton candy."
So I took it. And then I ate some cookies, some ice, and some acid.
Yeah. Combine cherries with some OJ and yes, even some brandy.
As Jackie didn't deserve, that's what you get. The Lost Italian, Tony Nocella with Cirello's Restaurant joins us this morning to make
Cherries
Jubilee.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. I gave my love a cherry that had no
pit.
I know.
That's right.
I don't know the song.